And based on 50% of the vote that has already been counted, and it's still coming in, it appears now that we can identify the two candidates that are expected to run for the presidency in the runoff on May 7th. And those candidates appear to be the centrist, Emmanuel Macron, who so far has close to 24% of the vote. There are four main candidates here, splitting it up pretty well across the board. So we have Emmanuel Macron with close to 24% leading the pack, and the runner-up, who also gets into the runoff for the final on May 7th, is Marine Le Pen. Based on current results, Marine Le Pen, she is a lawyer and politician, and she is a fan of Brexit, and she also has promised a referendum to leave the European Union or stay within 6 months of her taking over the presidency, if that happens. She is the leader of the National Front in France. Emmanuel Macron is the leader of the new On the Move party. This party is a pro-business party founded just last year and led by the 39-year-old former investment banker who has never held elected office. He's been involved in politics, but not as an elected office holder. So if these results hold as expected, Emmanuel Macron, Marine Le Pen, May 7th in the face-off, and the winner is the new president of France. By the way, France has a very good turnout ratio, unlike the United States. 80% turnout in French election, which makes a mockery of the turnouts we get here in the United States, even in the biggest elections that are held every 4 years. We're not even in the same planet as an 80% turnout. Just kind of interesting in and of itself. So we'll keep an eye on what's happening in the French election, but based on what I'm seeing and based on the large amount of the vote that has already been counted, and also based on the polling expectations, it really does look like these two are going in. So there you go. Here back in the USA, we have the House of Representatives coming back in to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. Senate gets back tomorrow, but the House has lots of business to do because they face a partial government shutdown. Here we go again, possibly Friday night, unless something is done to extend funding of the government. Funding of the government is scheduled to expire Friday night. So something has to be done. They either have to have a new spending bill or they have to have an extension of the current spending bill, even a short-term extension, to get something passed this Friday night, April 28th. So certainly, if they have any sense at all in Congress, and that's a debatable topic, then they obviously would at least endorse a temporary extension. But otherwise, the government shuts down Friday night. That would mean that many federal employees would be subject to furlough. We've been down this road before. There are certain government employees that would stay on the job. For example, the FBI, for example, the air traffic controllers, people like that in vital jobs would stay on the job. But bottom line on all of this is we shall know by the end of the week. Now, the post office is not directly funded by the government. They get money from stamps and fees. So the post office continues to operate regardless of what happens. We had the last government shutdown. It was a 16-day affair back in October of 2013. There were 850,000 government employees that received furloughs, but the unemployment benefit checks continued to go out. There are certain functions of the government that do continue, even though they talk about a shutdown. That's why partial shutdown is much more descriptive of what is going on. There's a big difference this time between what is going on and what went on in 2013, and that is the debt limit. There is no debt limit issue on the table this week. That's for a later time. This is about authorizing funding for the government to spend. That's what this is about. It's not about the debt limit. The debt limit was also part of the shutdown crisis in 2013. But we have a dysfunctional Congress, that we know. They prove it over and over again. So, because of their dysfunction, we'll have to wait and see on what happens. As I say, if there's any common sense at all left in Congress, they will at least temporarily extend the funding provisions so that we don't have another one of these very costly government shutdowns. You know, these shutdowns, even the partial shutdowns, they cost a lot of money for American taxpayers. It's just a waste because we all know they're going to reopen, and it's unfortunate. Oh, if I didn't mention it, with the government shutdown, the partial shutdowns, forget about the national parks. They will close effective on Saturday unless there is an extension. So we'll see how all that plays out. And, of course, there's a lot on the plate for Congress this week. The House is going to be taking up the health care bill again. They're going to be taking up health care to try to repeal Obamacare and see what they can do in its place. This is the one that crashed and burned just a short time ago. Well, they're going to pick it up again this week. We'll see what happens. And also, the president has promised this Wednesday he will announce the largest tax cut in the history of the United States. Now, I don't know how that will play out with the Congressional Budget Office, but the question would then be, where will the revenue come from, since we're already running a deficit rate of over $0.5 trillion a year right now. So that should be interesting as well. So it's going to be a busy week in Washington, D.C., Congress coming off a two-week break. And, with Congress, anything is possible. We have learned that over a period of time for sure.